someone has given us a very blatant wake-up call that seems to have been directed at, among other things, and I will get into the specifics in a few minutes, the current president of the United States, Barack Obama.
You've got to explain this.
And they did this on the eve of his appearance in Oslo, Norway, to accept the Nobel Peace Prize as a deliberate message. Now, that was the model. That was the theory. What I can report tonight and what we have up on the Enterprise.com website is a very lengthy part three of the three-part investigation we've been doing with help of colleagues literally all over the world, some of whom are mentioned in the piece by name. I actually got them to put their names on their work, even though one had some very peculiar things happen, like his house broken into, his computer.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Interesting. Now, explain first the spiral.
This is in Norway, by the way.
Explain what people think they saw.
Okay, what they saw, what Norwegianers only in a restricted sector of the northwestern part of Norway, which, as you know, arcs up around that part of Europe, kind of covering Sweden and Finland and then butting up into Russia, which is on a peninsula, and then it continues on the other side of that Kola Peninsula. What a few people, and it's really amazing how few there were to see this, to report it, given how many millions of people live in that part of the world, in the pre-dawn darkness of December 9th, in fact, at those latitudes, the sun never rises at this time of year, so it was always pre-dawn, and then it would just get darker. This incredible, bigger than the full moon by some 26 times, according to my calculations, spiral, a blue spiral in perfect, extraordinary geometry appeared about 6 or 7 degrees over the southeastern horizon with this blue corkscrewing beam extending down past the horizon, depending upon whether you had mountains or trees or houses in the way, and it floated across the Norwegian skies very slowly and then disappeared in an amazing phenomenon that looked exactly like the creation of a black hole. And then it dissipated into outer space, just fading away against the pre-dawn darkness, the starry darkness, with only this blue spiral, this corkscrew, extending up toward the heavens, slowly being deformed by upper atmospheric winds until it disappeared after about half an hour.
You've got one of the best pictures up here at enterprisemission.com.
Oh, I got tons of pictures.
And this is of the one I'm looking at, which is right above the Nobel torsion message over Norway. What is the little light that looks like it's on top of the mountain that the beam seems to be connected to? That I find strange. I didn't see that before.
Okay, if you read part two, that is – all right, let me – before I answer that question, let me give the next part of this, and then I'll connect these two dots.
All right.
When this occurred, initially, everybody was flabbergasted. You know, with cell phones now, you can take pictures, so there's a lot of cell phone cameras. There's some good video footage. There's a few time exposures. There's a lot of snapshots taken with, I guess, digital cameras, some high-end. We've got enough data that I was able to put together a team, including someone who's probably listening right now named Greg Ahrens, who lives in Ohio, who's done a yeoman's service in knitting together my contacts in Norway and Russia and taking photographs and stitching them together and doing sight lines and measurements with Google Earth. A humongous amount of effort has gone into documenting what we're going to talk about tonight. So we've got the science down. The immediate reaction was, what in the world? No one's ever seen anything like this before. Then some science guys in Norway on television said, oh, it's got to be a Russian missile test. And lo and behold, it turned out that that morning, the Russians had sent out a few days before a NOTAM, which is a notice to aviators, that they wanted to restrict areas around the White Sea, which is kind of to the east of Norway, because that's where they launch some of their missile tests when they have sub submarine missile mm-hmm. test, and they had a test planned apparently for the morning of December 9th called a Bulova, which is Putin's frontline best of the, you know, state-of-the-art intercontinental ballistic missile launched from a submarine that can obliterate any American city in 30 minutes. And he was testing it the night before Obama arrives to collect his peace prize. If that isn't a message, I don't know what would be. Anyway, so all the wags, all the pundits said, oh, this has got to be a Russian missile test gone awry, because the Bulova program has had terrible technical success.
But do they make circles like that when they go awry?
Not normally.
I thought they'd go all over the place.
Right? Well, they normally would, because in space, remember, there's nothing to keep you going in the same direction
right.
as you fire
this,
a rocket.
This has got a pattern to it.
So this had an incredible pattern. So, but anyway, the initial wisdom, which quickly swamped all the media attention, you know, here, there, all over the world, was that it was the third stage of this Russian strategic rocket launched from a submarine under the White Sea. And the third stage had malfunctioned, which had, by the way, liquid fuel in it, which has a multi-set of independently targeted warheads, I think 10 of them or something, that they can clobber 10 separate targets with one missile.
One missile, yeah.
Nuclear targets. Anyway, the assumption was that something had gone wrong, and this missile had just kind of made a spectacular death spiral across the sky. Well, I can tell you tonight, based on Greg's work and a guy named Tony Spell, I think it's Spell, or Spelling, I'll get the correct pronunciation in a minute, who was a marine engineer in Texas. And as I said, our sources in Norway and sources in Russia, I can tell you categorically tonight, this was not just a failed Russian missile. And here's how I know it. By taking the photographs, which are all throughout Part 3, and it's described in excruciating detail how we did this, so no one can doubt the science that is there. What my guys were able to do, Greg and others, was to do basically trigonometry and take the photographs from different locations in Norway and actually plot geometric points on Google Maps and pin down within a few miles, you know, like 5-6 miles.
Incredible.
Where this spiral was at every moment in its flight across the Norwegian skies. Now, when you launch a missile, if you're going to reach somewhere on the other side of the world in, 30 minutes, which is the standard warning that we had during the Cold War, you get that missile going up to around 15,000 miles per hour, the warheads. And that's just below orbital speed, which is, you know, is 17,500. So you've got a three-stage missile, two stages fire okay. You've got a third stage that malfunctions. That means that third stage should be traveling something like between 9 and 12,000 miles per hour, right?
Right.
This thing was moving across the sky at only 200 to 300 miles per hour.
Amazing. I mean, it looks like to me like some kind of a portal or hole.
It was stopped dead. And what we say in Part 3 and what we prove is, yes, it was the Russian Bulova launch, and then something grabbed it, George, like a tractor beam, torsion weapons technology, which we describe in great length in this piece, with links and documents and papers and peer-reviewed. I mean, this is where it all meets the road.